Resolution, Thursday, October 14th, 9:48 a.m. The western arc of Resolution Bay consisted of a hilly, jungle-covered spine that jutted out into the water, terminating in a rocky point. The outer side of the spine flattened into a rocky plateau some 50 feet above the beach, which curved off to the west. The plateau was protected by high, overhanging trees. That was where the helicopter now stood, covered in a camouflage tarp, overlooking the beach below. Evans glanced back at it, hoping that it would blend into the landscape, but instead it was only too obviously visible, especially when seen from above. The group was now already 50 feet above it, as they scrambled and clawed up the jungle slope that rose steeply from the beach. It was surprisingly tough going. They were climbing single file and had to be careful because the ground underfoot was muddy. Bradley had already slipped and slid some 10 yards down. His whole left side was covered in black mud. And Evans could see that there was a fat leech on the back of his neck, but he decided not to point it out just then. No one spoke. The team of six climbed in silence, trying to make as little noise as possible. Despite their best efforts, they were fairly noisy, the undergrowth crackling beneath their feet, small branches snapping as they reached to pull themselves up. Kennard was somewhere farther ahead, leading the way. Evans couldn't see him. Sun-jung was bringing up the rear. He had a rifle slung over his shoulder. He had brought it with him and assembled it from a small briefcase in the copter. Kenner carried a pistol. The rest of them were unarmed. The air was still, wet, and stupefyingly hot. The jungle buzzed, an incessant background drone of insects. Halfway up the slope, it began to rain, lightly at first, and then a stupendous tropical downpour. In a moment, they were drenched. Water streamed down the hillside. It was slipperier than ever. Now they were 200 feet above the beach, and the prospect of losing footing was clearly nervous-making. Peter looked up at Sarah, who was just ahead of him. She moved with her usual agility and grace. She seemed to be dancing up the hillside. There were times, he thought, huffing his way along, when he really resented her. And Jennifer, who was ahead of Sarah, was climbing with equal ease. She hardly reached for the tree limbs, though Evans was grabbing for them constantly, feeling panic as his fingers slipped on the fungus-covered bark. Watching Jennifer, he had the sense that she was almost too good at this, too skilled. Going up this treacherous jungle hill, she radiated a kind of indifference, as if it were all to be expected. It was the attitude of an army ranger, or the member of some elite force. Tough, experienced, conditioned. Unusual, he thought, for a lawyer. More than unusual. But then she was Kenner's niece. And farther up was Bradley, with the leech on his neck. He was muttering and cursing and grunting with every step. Finally, Jennifer punched him, then held a finger to her lips. "Be quiet." Bradley nodded, and though he clearly disliked taking advice from her, he was silent from then on.